What number am I on? What? Are you telling me I only gave y'all two? I promise you, that's a shame. Oh my God, I feel terrible. All right, well, can I give you number three? Thou shalt not borrow against the future. Thou shalt not borrow against the future. The biggest mistake I ever made was living my tomorrow in my yesterday. I drove my tomorrow cars in my yesterday. I lived in my tomorrow house in my yesterday. And when I think about all the money I gave them people, have you ever sat down to think about how much money you gave them people? I don't know who them people is, but them people, them landlords, them car lots, them people. What could you do if you got half of it back? What would you do if you can get that money you spent in Barbados on the trip you know you ain't had no business on in the first place with somebody you didn't like? You know you didn't like them when you left. You didn't even want them touching you on the plane, but you went anyway because it was going to be hot. Listen. Okay. I'm going to come out here because this whole back area is a little quiet. So it must be something going on back here. Is a Carnival Cruise spirit back here or something? Because y'all ain't said nothing. You know that vacation you went on with the person you didn't like, you know you didn't like when you left, but it was already paid for. You know what I'm talking about? And we already paid for it, so you might as well go. But you got there, you told your girlfriend, girl, I ain't going to kiss him. I don't want him to touch me. I ain't going to do nothing. I promise you I'm coming back home in the same shape I left you. You just call me at 7 o'clock. I'm going to act like I had to come talk to you, and we're going to... Okay, move that because they're getting on my nerve. I'm going to have to come down because I've been sparing y'all because this rope been in my way, but I'm here. I'm sorry. All right. Don't borrow against the future. Okay, don't borrow against the future. Debt is borrowing against the future and presuming our future earnings will pay for our present purchases. And where most of us fail is that we buy stuff on credit under the presumption that you will always make the money you're making now. And it is a shock when that doesn't happen somewhere halfway through the process. Raise your hand if I'm on your street. You got that car because you said I can afford a $500 payment, but you presumed that you would always be able to. And then something happened with your job situation, and guess what? Now you can only afford a $250 car payment, but that $500 payment didn't ask you if you lost your job. It asked you, can you pay me? And you have borrowed against your future. You drive cars that millionaires wouldn't even buy. I'm going to say it again. You buy cars that even millionaires wouldn't buy. They understand the invalidation of a depreciating asset. And it is not about how much money they have. They wouldn't even think of buying some of the stuff that we buy. It is a true thing right now that Bill Gates still drives a 1986 Porsche. But he's so smart because it appreciates. His 86 worth more than your 19. It's a classic. See? You understand what I'm saying? Warren Buffett still living in the same house? I don't even know if I could have did that one. But you have to have no pride. You have to have no presupposition that you care what anybody thinks. And I guess when you're worth $90 billion, you can really pretty much not care what anybody thinks, you know? Now they are smart. Don't fall for all that stuff you see on TV, because even if he do live in his original house, you best know he got some more somewhere else. Because, see, when you make that kind of money, you got to spend it for tax shelter. So, okay. All right, I don't know what I'm going to do because, like, this is hard. So when you borrow money, you should first have a plan to pay it back before you get the asset. What's your plan for paying it back? And there is little, if any, difference between stealing and not paying your credit cards. Little difference. If you got credit card debt and you don't pay it, you're stealing because you took the money from somebody and you didn't give it back. Oh, Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal. So even if you're only paying them a dollar back, you are in compliance. Just give them 50 cents. If you owe somebody, stop avoiding them. Just pay them. You know what makes us mad? When you owe us and we keep seeing you pop up with new stuff on. That's what bothers us. I'm looking at my repayment on your kids. How you shopping and you owe me? Did I get an attitude? My wife said, Keon, I'm going. Right? Number four, thou shalt destroy all credit cards. Amen. I wish I could get some of y'all right now to take your credit card out of your pocket and I can give you some scissors and you can cut that joke in half. It is bondage. A 19.99 interest rate. You will never pay it back. The money is too expensive. If you'll be honest, by a show of hands, how many of y'all have credit cards in here with interest? Be honest. I said be honest. I didn't say be prideful. Be honest. Don't even, everybody look at me. I'm not saying look around. Just look at me. Oh, this is for real. The credit card industry is an $11.74 trillion a year industry. Not million, not billion, trillion. That's half of the GDP of the country. This is a $20 trillion country. That is 51% of the GDP of the United States of America, which is the richest country in the world, which means that China coming up second, our credit card bills in this country are equivalent to the GDP of the second largest economy in the world. So you know what that means? We ain't broke. We're just undisciplined. You're not broke, you're broken. And you're trying to heal the crack with a car. I understand that some of these jobs and corporate executives are living at the top and they taking all the money and you're down here at the bottom. And they ain't nearly paying you what you're worth. But when you sign up for a job, you should have read the definition. Job, J-O-B, just over broke. They told you that before you accepted it. That's what a job is. It's just over broke. They have to give you enough so that you can come back in the morning so they don't have to come in the morning. Your boss is in Las Vegas right now at the high roller table. And when you go to Las Vegas, you got to pack sandwiches. So y'all ain't gonna keep it real up in here. You ain't never budgeted your trip and like, all right, get the plane ticket. We're gonna share a room. Okay, you sleep at the head, I'm gonna sleep at the foot. We're gonna cook at the hotel, at the Airbnb, right? We're gonna go grocery shopping and we're gonna cook. Y'all ain't never did that? I know I have. That grilled cheese will go a long way if you do it right. Yes, sir, buddy. Swiping credit cards is a psychological issue. You know why? Because when you do it, you don't feel like you're spending. So until you can handle and manage a credit card, you need to go to a cash basis. It'll show you what you're doing. So go home, make you some jars, put you a rent jar, spend the money jar, you know, get you some jars. When you start spending cash, that cash, it won't lie on you. When you spend the cash, you can't defer nothing to the future. You get up there, if you ain't got a credit card, and you get up there and you got $2,000 worth of stuff, but you only got $1,500 in your pocket, you got to make a decision. When you have a credit card, they give it all to you. And it ain't, I know some people like this, and they ain't embarrassed. Me and my wife, you know, people couponing and stuff. We went up there and got behind this lady. She had a whole bill full of coupons that looked like she was collecting baseball cards. You ever seen one of them things? And she had coupons in there, and we standing behind her. And she got there, and they said, oh, the Robitussin, she found her Robitussin page. I got a coupon for that. We was up there all day, but I had to say, I respect that hustle. Number one, she had to cut them things out. You can't coupon and be last minute. You got to have some strategy. Some of us too private. I ain't couponing. All right. I got one in my bag right now from Walgreens. You know, they print you out with your receipt. I'll be looking on there. It better not be nothing I need. And I types my reward number in every time. Anybody? Oh, yes, I do. I sure do. I went up there today. They said, you got $12 in redeemable points. You want to use it? I said, how much is my purchase? She said, 14. I said, uh-uh. We're going to save it, because when I do pay, I want y'all to pay for it all. You wouldn't believe this. My wife will tell you the God's honest truth. I have had up to $80 in rewards at Walmart, at Walgreens, in the little points. You know how much money you got to spend at Walgreens? I bought a Christmas present with it. Yes, I did. Yes, sir, Rebob, I did. I'll do it again. I got $12 on there right now. I'm waiting till I can get in there and get a purchase that's under $12. I'm like, go on, keep going. Yeah. I come here. Go on, do that. Go on, do that. They know me around this piece. Go on, do that. Listen to this. Making payments of $98.38 per month at 14% interest, it will take you 80 years to pay off $15,000. And you would have paid $80,000 in interest, which means you borrowed $95,000 for a $15,000 item. Okay, this is what I'm trying to get you to see. So if you got a $15,000 car, and they put a 15% interest on you, you've basically borrowed a house to pay for a car. Is it worth it? Without knowledge, we just did it, because when you get in there, them car people, they got game. They got game. If you turn in your own car, we can get you in a new one. Same payment, zero down. We'll even give you a free cup. But what you did not recognize is that even though you have the same payment, you have just given up the years of progress to start over. And you started over because they sold you on a GPS system. You use your phone. You don't even type the... It don't even work. You gotta go back and pay $250 for it to be upgraded. How many of y'all use your phone for GPS? Okay. So that's a $1,200 feature you didn't need. Oh, you can get TVs in the headrest. It's just you. Who's sitting back there? So now you're driving around with TVs in your headrest trying to find somebody to watch something. Oh, and by the way, you ain't got no DVD no more. Anybody still buy DVDs? You do?
Where they sell them at? Oh, at Walmart, okay. Red Box. You say you still go to Red Box? Oh, Lord Jesus. You still go to Red Box? That was your wife talking, but she got after. I do. And? All good. To get out of debt, you got to stop buying on credit. And the best way to do that is to destroy all credit cards. Okay? Don't be getting credit cards because they give you incentives. If you get a credit card today, we'll give you 50,000 points. And it'll get you a one-way ticket to Austin. We'll even take care of the peanuts. Okay? I encourage you all, start getting rid of them credit cards. Okay, well, ask it. That's fine. Okay, so here's the deal. You got to go to the doctor. You got to go to the doctor. They didn't hear the question. So she's saying, so in the Bible, there is an ideology that after 7 years, the debt was released. And then in the year of Jubilee, which was every 50 years, the debt was released. So all of the debt that Israel owed was released under that. But unfortunately, we live in America. And so we can't use Israel rules. See, and let me tell you, and I'm not picking with you. I'm really showing people how they cherry pick the Bible. So because you want to use the debt release rule, but you don't want to use the not get in debt rule. You see, we got to use this whole thing. And so Israel's rules don't apply to us, which is why we needed Jesus Christ in the first place. If Israel's rules apply to us, then we are now held according to the law. And if you want to be held according to the law, then yes, you can go ahead and get your debt released, but then you don't have Jesus. Why? Because you're not a Jew. And if you don't have Jesus and you're not a Jew, then you go to hell, and it's getting your debt released and still having the debt of sin, which is the real debt that you couldn't pay. Okay? So, medical bills, you got to go to the doctor. But it still should be a part of your priority to pay it back. And what I've learned about medical bills is they will negotiate. They will negotiate because the cost of the service is already inflated. The doctor has already been paid. So what they want to do is they want to recoup something. And you can call them people. Don't wait on them to call you. It is worse when they call you. If you call them and say, listen, I got a medical bill, it's $500. I want to work out a settlement on it. And they may come back and say, we'll settle for $450. I can't do that. I'll talk to you later. But they may come back and say, what can you do? And you'll say, I can do $50 over the next 3 months. Done deal. You'll be released. They are some of the easiest people to settle with. Okay? But make a plan to pay it back. Everybody say that. Make a plan to pay it back. Okay? So for those of y'all who are in the room with me today, I'm going to take 10 minutes and I'm going to be done. Make it a priority not to acquire any more debt for the next 12 months. Y'all should listen to Aaron. He knows what he's doing. So you would do that for the next 12 months, and it would actually help you to decrease what you currently have. But if you keep on adding on to what you have, then you're never going to get rid of it. So for the next 12 months, if your car hasn't broke down, don't get one because you want to smell new car smell. Don't get one because your girlfriend just got one, and y'all always promise each other that y'all will get a new car at the same time. Just no debt for 2019. Somebody say no debt all 2019. Say it again, no debt all 2019. No debt all 2019. No debt all 20. Come on, say it until you get in your subconscious. No debt
No debt all 2019. If I can't pay for it, I don't need it. No debt, no debt, no debt, no debt, no debt, no debt, no debt. We all in agreement? How many of y'all make a promise? Perfect. Look at, watch what's going to happen in the next 12 months. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. And I say that positively. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. All right? Let me give you this fifth one and I'll be done. Thou shalt sell non-essential items. Thou shalt sell non-essential items. If you got something you ain't been using, sell it. Sell it. Don't become a hoarder. You have clothes in your closet that you haven't worn in years. Talking about it's coming back. When it do, you won't be able to get in it, so go ahead and sell it. By the time bell bottoms come back, you trust your boy, get rid of them. Do you know what I did, Tam? This is God's honest truth. My wife will tell you, I wanted some new suits. I could afford them, but I didn't get them. You know what I did? I took my old suits down to the tailor and got them altered. Came back up in here and y'all was talking about, ooh, that suit nice. It was the same one.
Come on, repurpose. It looks good, come on.
Because it ain't the clothes. It's me. Slim them pants up. Make it a little European. Tell them to shorten the jacket up. Tell them to take some out the sleeve. Get some up out of here. Get them shoulder pads out of there. They look brand new. It be them shoulder pads that tell on you. Even them big old shoulder pads. Oh, that came from the 80s. You are. Please take them shoulder pads out of that jacket. And your pants ain't got no business wider than your foot. This is just his pants the same size all the way down, just. Hey, what kind of shoe you got on? What color's your shoes? Do y'all remember when Jonah was on that boat? And the boat was getting ready to go down? And they realized they had something on board they didn't need? What they do? Threw that joker overboard. You better find what Jonas you got in your closet, what Jonas you got in your garage, what Jonas you got in your life, and you need to throw them overboard or the entire ship is going to sink. Bible says the thing, when that storm came, they started to throw stuff overboard. And when they realized that they could throw everything overboard and the storm was still following them, then they realized it was Jonah. Because Jonah decided to go in a different direction, and God sent the storm to send him back to the correct direction. And sometimes God will send a wind to get you back on track. He's not trying to punish you. He's trying to get you on the right track, because on the right track is purpose. And when you find your purpose, it is more than just about having money. God says, I intended for you to deliver your whole family. I intended for you to bring everybody out who has your last name out. Do you know that I have given you the responsibility to provide for your children and your children's children? So if I leave you in debt, I have just cursed three generations. God help me, I just said something. If you don't get out, your family will be under bondage for the next 30 years. This is a 30-year decision. What you do today will have ramifications in 2050. Are you here with me? Have you gone to sleep already? Because let me tell you, you can't expect to get out of debt with a 90-minute sermon, and it took you 17 years to get in it. What I am doing right now is I'm trying to shift a mindset. And some of y'all think, all right, I got it now. You'll walk out of here. But if a man is going to be changed, it has to be by the renewing of his mind. And it takes a long time to change a mind. Change bores people, and I don't know why. Change bores. And some people want God to give them credit for changing. Because you're trying to change. I gave my wife this analogy one time. I said, let me tell you what I think about change, because we were having an argument about change. And I said, okay, baby, change. All right. She said, you need to give me credit because I'm trying to change. And it was my fault. I started the argument. I did it on purpose. Lord, forgive me, Jesus. When I got a good one, I started because I got a good one I'm going to use, you know. So I went in there, had a good one, and we was arguing about change. And she said, I'm trying to change. You don't give me any credit for trying. I said, okay, you're right. I said, imagine you found out I had 7 girlfriends. And I got, she's. She said, I cut you. She'll shoot me. You talking about cutting. I said, imagine I got 7 girlfriends. I said, and one day we had a discussion. I said, baby, I'm trying to change. I got rid of 3 of them. But I still got 4. Do I get credit?
No.
So stop asking people to give you credit for trying. Because change ain't change until you change. Listen, I'm trying. That don't work in the kingdom. You got to stop. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. You're not going to get credit because you're trying. You got to do it. Man, I'm getting old. I used to clear that. I used to could get all the way up there. I done lost a step. I used to jump and be all the way over here when I landed. I guess I'm changing. Man, you got to change. You got to change. Everything. Around here, the Lord, I'm working on it. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Shut up. I ain't who I used to be. And I ain't who I want to be. Oh, but thanks be to God. I ain't who I used to be. Shut up. You got to change it. And your habits of spending have got to change. You can't inch toward this thing. It don't work in increments. You got to change the mind. The process is incremental, but the mindset has to be abrupt. You got to say, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not mortgaging my future. I'm not going to continue to eat my seed when you make that change. And I speak into your life. Some of y'all are going to be millionaires, I promise you. Because God has it in the storehouse. Like God got your blessing in storage. And he like, I've been wanting to give you this thing for 7 years. Somebody shout fast forward. God, thank you that we are about to get 2026 blessings this year. Come on, Holy Ghost. 2026 blessings are getting ready to come now. They're getting ready to drop now. You are being ready to get furnished with them now. Give your neighbor a high five and say, it's coming now. It's coming now. It's coming now. It's coming faster than you think. That's why you got to get ready now. That's why you got to get prayed up now. That's why you got to fast now. That's why you got to open up the bank account now. That's why you got to adjust your money now. Come on, somebody ought to do it in this place. Shifting. 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 Do me a favor, just high five 3 people and say, we're going to do it together. 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 Look at somebody else who didn't say nothing and say, if you don't do it, I'm going to do it by myself. I'm going to do it by myself. My destiny is on the line. My future is on the line. My purpose is on the line. My idea is on the line. My dream is on the line. My self-esteem is on the line. My family is on my back. I've got purpose. And we have this treasure in earthen vessels. I came to tell you, God's going to do it with you. Somebody shout, God, show me a sign. God, help me open my business. God, give me an idea. God, shock me with provision. God, give me providence. Make ways out of no way. Give me clarity in the midst of cloudiness. I can see clearly now. What I'm trying to do is give you a Damascus Road experience. That even though you have been called to preach, Paul, you can't preach your first sermon until those scales fall off of your eyes. Because if those scales don't fall off of your eyes, you will not be able to see what I'm saying. Don't miss what I said. See what he's saying. Paul was struck blind. He laid there 3 days. It might be Friday before you see what I'm saying. You might have thought you wasted your time today. Say, well, God, we were in church at 9 o'clock. And then you'll get up on Friday and be like, rhema word. Revelation. And you ain't going to get this revelation going back and talking to negative people. John had to go to the Isle of Patmos to get revelation. Sometimes you got to go by yourself. What I want you to understand, I'm going to let you go. Some of what I'm telling you right now, don't be in a hurry to share with your friends. Don't be in a hurry to share with your, they wasn't here, so they ain't where you are mentally right now. Work this thing out. Don't use your mouth to show them. Let your results do the talking. And when your results start working, they'll ask you, where did you get that from? And do what every healed person did in the Bible. Come see a man. Let me let y'all go. Just stand up and let's go home. Let's just go home. Let's just go home. Because, see, I'm passionate about this. Your success means so much to me. Sometimes I think it means more to me than it does you. Because I will stay here at 11 o'clock at night to get you free. Some of y'all are so ready to go. You got to stretch when you're going up. This is called Bible class. This ain't Sunday. We don't have to leave. See, let me tell you what happens. Let me tell you what happens. I always have more. But since I come for you, I always quit. Because I don't have a problem being here alone. But since I come here for you, I try to put it in a time frame. But I understand if you've had 10 years of bad habits, and you want God to do it in a 30-minute sermon. This ain't no microwave. This is a crock pot. Sometimes you got to start it in one season so it'll be well done in another season. You got to want it. You have to want it. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. You got to take this thing. I got to get up in the morning just like you. I got to come to work in the morning just like you. My children go to school at 6 o'clock in the morning just like yours. But when I'm on the verge of deliverance, when I'm on the verge of deliverance, you got to want it. How many of y'all want it? You got to want it. When Jesus wanted you, he left comfort for chaos, wrapped himself in flesh, and died for you, man. You don't ever get what you want in comfort. Let me tell you something. If you ever get what you want, tell me. Nobody gets what they want. You only get what you can see. How many of you all wanted a $100,000 salary last year? Did you get it? Why? Because you don't get what you want.
you can get what you can see and say. You can get what you can have the faith for, but listen, you can't get it if you want it. Everybody wants more. You got to be able to see it. You got to be able to see it. Even when you can't see it, with tears in your eyes. When I was at the hospital Sunday before last with Brother Richardson, I had a scripture in my hand and I was crying, but I was seeing through the tears. I read it anyway. I had to readjust, but I saw it. If you can't see through tears, then you don't have a vision. I can see myself in 10 years. See myself in 20. Well, I can see myself in 30, just like I'm standing here to you right now. You know why? Because my whole life I've been scoping out 60-year-olds in my 20s, saying, Lord, I want a double portion of that. You hear me? I've been preparing for 60 since I was 21. Do y'all hear me? I bought my first house when I was 21. I was making $100,000 when I was 22. I didn't wait until I got older to start working. I bought my first 3 acres at 21 years old. Y'all don't want to hear me. And I ain't had no mama who taught me how to do it, because her father didn't teach her how to do it. But you know what she did? She made sure I was exposed to everything I needed to be exposed to get it done. She took me everywhere, exposed me to everybody, made sure I sat in front of everything I needed to sit in front of, and whatever. She would spend money on information when she wouldn't spend money on shoes. She bought me a Bible when the bottom of my shoes were made out of plastic. Y'all don't hear me. I had a brand new, and let me tell you, some people don't buy Bibles no more. Bibles cost money. You buy the right kind of Bible, you're talking $50, $60, $70 if they're leather bound. I had Bibles, plural, Matthew Henry commentaries, Arthur Pink commentaries, Adams Clark commentaries, preacher series. I had thousands of dollars worth of preaching books when my shoes were made out of plastic. She made sure I had information. My friends had Jordans. I had Bibles. Do you hear what I'm telling you? You got to want this. If I can cure your debt problems, the altars would be half empty. I bet you that if your problem ain't money, it's connected to it. Because sometimes you could be in a bad relationship, but you're in that bad relationship because you can't afford to be single. And listen. Because y'all done went out here and signed a lease together. And can't nobody afford to break it. And if you don't believe me that solving your money problems will solve most of your issues, then you don't believe the Bible, because the Bible says money solves all things.